My dear friends in Christ, doesn't everyone pretty much like, enjoy the parable of the Good Samaritan? Because everybody pretty much agrees that all the world needs is more love. If everyone had the warm, the sincere heart of the Good Samaritan who loved even his enemy, what problems would exist? We grow tired of hearing about the conflict in the Middle East. It seems like every day we hear they're still fighting. And what great hatred, what utter hatred they have for one another. And let us not for one second think that we are somehow above it. Wasn't it just a few days ago that teenagers from our own nation decided that they would kill for the fun of it, for they were bored? Everybody can agree that what our world needs is more love, more love, more forgiveness, more compassion, more gentleness, more patience. And if everybody truly had that pure love in their heart, would there be any more need for war? Would there be any more crime or theft or anything of that sort? Would there be any more abortion? Certainly not. The idea just sounds great, doesn't it? That if the world had this greater love, this thought just sounds so wonderful. If we could just have more compassion. Everybody agrees with it because we all have this law written in our hearts. Every person knows we are required to love God and our neighbor. But what a big difference between knowing and actually doing. And this is where many make a really big mistake by teaching that the great moral of this story today is to simply be a better neighbor. That's all that's needed. We just have to be a good Samaritan. As if that is the complete message that Jesus gave. But if we actually look close at every turn, everything indicates this is more than that. The critics will say, well, look, Jesus says, he says clearly, go and do likewise. Go and do what the Good Samaritan did. And that's very true. But didn't Jesus also say, without me, ye can do nothing? And doesn't that also imply that with Jesus, the sky is the limit? With Jesus, we can do everything. For the scriptures clearly say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we notice the odd way that the man asks his question. It is strange because he says, Master, what must I do to inherit? But since when does receiving an inheritance involve doing anything? An inheritance is a gift, plain and simple. No work required. It's simply given and received upon one's death. Right away, this is an indication that this well-versed lawyer is not asking an innocent question. He's trying to trap Jesus, as it also implies when it says he tempted him. It's important to notice then that Jesus is dealing with a hypocrite. And of course, Jesus is trying to help him. The lawyer has this love commandment memorized by heart. And that's not a bad thing, of course. But did he actually fulfill it? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with everything you have. All thy heart, all thy soul, all thy strength, all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus says, you've answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But Jesus does not say, this you have done. Well done, and you'll live. He says, this do, clearly implying that this man had not yet done it. All our thoughts, all our words, every ounce of strength that we have must only be pure love. Reality is that we can't go 1 second without somehow, some way putting me, myself, and I first. And here's the real kicker. It's as though the lawyer does actually realize that he is still lacking, but then his old human nature kicks in. Well, who really is my neighbor? Come on, surely not everybody is my neighbor. The parable of the Good Samaritan is clear, though. There isn't a single person on earth who doesn't fit Christ's description of neighbor. Not a single person exists we are not required to love and forgive with everything we have. All the world needs is more love, more compassion, more gentleness. How funny, everyone agrees with this, and yet when it comes to that one person who really did me wrong, or that one person who is just way too different in religious and political views, come on, who really is my neighbor? Those people in the Middle East who constantly hate and kill, those two are my neighbors? Really? What words of great love. What words of great powerful love are mentioned in the way that the Samaritan helps not a friend, but an enemy. He doesn't only bind up his wounds. He pours oil and wine on them to disinfect and to soothe away the pain. He puts him on his own animal. He brings him to a hotel. And here's the really good part. It says he takes care of him. He takes care of him. There isn't a single thing that he won't do to take care of him. Whatever he needs, he provides. It doesn't end there. He takes out the equivalent of 2 days' wages. He gives it to the innkeeper and says, take care of him. In other words, while I'm gone, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I'll pay. Whatever he needs, I'll provide. And doesn't that sound familiar? He binds his wounds. He puts on them oil and wine. The man is so completely helpless, he can't even walk. But this stranger shows him the way. Whatever the man needs, he provides. Jesus Christ says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Jesus Christ heals our sin-sick heart, and He provides every last thing we need to be saved. There's no denying that Jesus is the Good Samaritan. We look at the condition in which He finds the man half dead, completely helpless. We are completely helpless because of our sin. With our own strength, by our own strength, we are completely helpless against the power of the devil, our own flesh. But Christ, He fights for us. He defends us. He protects us. He heals us. And He overcomes every last thing that stood in between us and heaven. And get this, Jesus doesn't leave us without hope, as if such great love will never be a part of what we do. He fulfills the requirement for us. As He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, with His stripes we are healed. Not just that, but He lived the life of perfect love for us. And then He gives us that love, not only for our salvation, but also that we may live it. None of this is in vain. As if the moment that we fail to love, God is then through with us. As if He just discards us the moment that we stumble. Is that really how it works? After He gave His life for us. All the world needs is more love, which really means all the world needs is Christ's love. Without Him, we can do nothing, but with Him in our heart, in our mind, we are His instruments as His Spirit works in us. Of course, we still fail on a daily basis, but He continues to forgive our failures, to forgive our sins, and He gives us the strength to love more, to forgive more, to try harder. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In His death, in His resurrection, there is this new life, this new strength and hope for us to overcome anger, hatred, every other sin, to love more, to forgive more. Most of all, He has accomplished all things needful for us to be saved, and He will continue to help us with our every other problem too. He will help us to love and forgive. He can, and He does, and He will. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.